Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gordon Chang is our guest. Gordon is Gordon, I need your website, please.
www.gordonchang.com.
All right.
GordonChang.com.
And your books are still available?
Coming Collapse is still available.
All right.
That was the first book.
Right. Coming Collapse of China. And then how about the nuclear showdown? Is that still available?
That one's out of print.
Out of print. Okay. All right. So check that out, folks. Of course, you want to keep up with what Gordon's writing. He's very prolific, and his columns are very intriguing and insightful. Gordon, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you told me that your dad died recently. Darwin Chang?
Yes. He was 98.
98. So. What a great life. I just wanted to say that we celebrate his memory with you today, And I'd like to dedicate the rest of the show to his memory.
Well, thank you so much. That was very kind of you.
You want to tell us about him?
Yeah, my dad was born in a place called Rugao in Jiangsu Province, which he was about, at that time, it would be a day's travel, actually more than a day's travel to Shanghai, which is across the Yangtze River. Now it's about 2.5 hours by bus.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the United States in February 1945, just before the end of the war, on a U.S. troop ship because he got a scholarship to study at Cornell, where he got his master's degree. He was a civil engineer building transmission lines and actually took early retirement at age 55, opened up a restaurant in Madison, New Jersey, where my sister now operates it as Shanghai Jazz.
I'll be darned.
Which is a jazz club.
I'll be darned. That's a great story.
Yeah. Well, it's a long life arc, and, he saw everything.
What did he think about his homeland, the motherland of where he was from? What did he think about it in his last years?
Well, in his last years, he was proud of China's achievements, but he always, he left China because of communism. And, very much against communism. All his life, and so this is he came to the United States. He lived actually more than half his life in the United States. Actually much more than half his life, and this is really an important thing because he became an American citizen and he raised 4 kids. I'm the eldest, 3 daughters, and this is important because this is sort of the U.S. story of people coming to the U.S. They want to be here and making something of themselves.
Well, and people are still trying to get here, and which is really, I'm sure it troubled him to think that there would be people who would come here and who would try to destroy that.
Yes, it of course it did. For him though, he focused more on the vast majority of people who come to the United States, because you're going to remember, a lot of people are born here and they don't have a choice. They are Americans,
right.
And they don't really understand the importance of America,
the blessing that they were given by being born here.
Yeah, they take everything for granted.
Yeah.
That's not true of people who voluntarily want to become American.
Right.
Because they come here and they see things that we don't. And, for instance, I hear this all the time from my wife, who was born in Hong Kong and became an American citizen,
mm-hmm.
Because she wanted to come here. And this is important for us to understand that, of course, immigration causes all sorts of problems. And, right now there's the additional layer of the Syrian refugees.
Right.
But the point is people want to come here. And the United States has been strong historically because people have moved here and enriched ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, the West is the culture and the values of the West. And I'll talk about Europe, too, here. Because of our culture and our values and the rule of law, people want to come here, don't they?
Absolutely.
Like the refugees coming to Europe and other people wanting to come to the United States. And, I just, it's interesting to hear your story about your dad and about his journey and I know you have a great memories of him. And what would be one quote that he gave you that you think about often?
Well, the one that I think about all the time is count your blessings. I mean, it's just a very simple one. You know, it is a one that many people share, but it is important. And it is something that you have to think about all the time, which is not to say you shouldn't strive for something better, because
right.
My dad did, and that was really the story of his life.
Yeah.
But the point is that, every once in a while, you should count your blessings and put things into context.
Darwin Chang died in 2015 at the age of 98 and raised four children and in America, and we celebrate his life, Gordon. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you so much.
And we'll see you next time. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Gordon back again real soon. GordonChang.com. That's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.